know many are on fire here. And I know there are others on fire in other churches around and across this nation. But there are many that are still asleep, slumbering, deaf, dumb, blind, naked, and refuse to do anything about it. Jesus loves them just as much as he loves me. And I believe with all my heart that he is doing his best to give one more call, to give one more try, to give one more nudge, to whisper one more time, to blow his wind across one more time, to throw an ember across their way. Maybe they'll catch on fire this time. Maybe if I send a little cloud of the size of a hand of a man, somebody will grab on by faith and say, I hear an abundance of a sound of rain that is coming and I'm ready for it. But like the Laodicean church, they refuse to incline their ear to hear. In Revelations 4 and 1, says, after these things I looked. That word looked to me, hit me. He intently, after what he just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, what the Lord showed John, when he said, after these things that he previously spoke about, he was inclined, I'm going to pay attention and I'm going to look very intently at what the Spirit of God is saying and what he's trying to say to me right now. He didn't skip a beat. Earlier in that chapter, or the fourth chapter, I believe it is, where he said to write these things down in a book. Get yourself a notebook. When the Spirit of God begins to speak, when he talks to you, if you're in his throne room, if you are inclined to hear what the Spirit of God has to say, if you even care to look at what he wants to show you, get you a notebook and write it down. And intently look. After these things I looked and behold. That word behold, we just kind of pass by that in our reading in the King James Bible. Behold, lo, behold. Okay. That word behold means it is imperative. He's just not blowing smoke. I said behold. It is imperative. Behold a door standing open in heaven.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry, Sister King. I want to see an open door of heaven. Sister Deborah, I want to see that open door of heaven. There are dimensions in God I want to see. There are dimensions in God I want to know. There are dimensions in God I want to sense and feel and hear and watch and see what God is doing.
Yes, amen.
I am not satisfied. I am tired of playing church. I am sick of it. I have had my fill. And God is too.
Yeah.
He's looking for people that are passionate to serve him.
Yeah.
That intently look into his face, into his eyes. That incline their ear. God, I want to hear what you have to say to me. Tell me one more time, whispered in my ear, how much you love me. Oh, what are you doing? I can't wait.
Yeah.
Get y'all excited, doesn't it? I hope that I stir the Spirit of God. I can't do nothing. I hope the Spirit of God stirs such a hunger and a thirst inside of us here at Trinity. That we fall on our face. We don't care what time of day or night it is. We don't care what else is going on. That we hunger and thirst after him and his presence and invite his glory in this house.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I am, if you're not. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. He saw a standing door open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard, he heard a voice out of heaven, not a voice out of this earthly realm. He heard a voice, the first voice which I had heard, like a sound of a trumpet. I wished I had somebody here with a trumpet, Sister Kelly, to blow the sucker off that thing. You got a saxophone? Yeah, somewhere. But that voice sounded like a trumpet. Isaiah said he heard the voice, but I believe he said it sounded like many waters. So the voice of God can sound like many things. But to John, the voice that he heard, the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, what wonderful, how wonderful it would be for God to say, come up here.
Yeah.
And I believe he is.
Uh-huh.
Sister Brenda, I believe he's saying, come up here. Come on up here. I want to show you something. I want you to hear me speak. God is always speaking. He is always talking. Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things.
Yeah.
But John heard a voice from the throne room of God. If we don't hear a distinct, clear sound from his throne, the voice of God, what are we listening to? His voice is clear. If we do not hear, how will we know anything? Brother Steve, how will we know to tell anyone anything if we do not hear the voice of God?
Yes.
If we do not hear and hunger, God, talk to me. Talk to me. You know, my little dog, I'm a dog lover too. My precious little baby, little mini schnauzer, Mr. Biggs. He loves it for me to talk to him. He'll get in my lap, Brother Curtis, and he'll just lean that head back and just look me in the eyes and like, talk to me, Mama, just talk to me. I believe, Kelly, that God is looking at us. Just talk to me. Just talk to me. I want to talk to you. I want to commune with you. I want to show you some things. Come up here. Come on up here. I want to show you my vast kingdom. I want to show you the inside of my throne room. I want to show you how great his robe is, the train of his, fill the temple, the train of his robe. I'm trying to spit it out here, Sister Tammy. The train of his robe that filled the temple. He wants to show himself. He wants to reveal himself to us if we will just come up.
Yeah.
Come up. Come up. We're bottom dwellers. Are we hungry? Are we hungry enough to be in his throne room? The Laodicea church. Laodicea means people, decisions. They had a made up mind. That church had a made up mind. I believe we see that in this day that we're living in. We see a church that's made up their mind. We're self-sufficient. We have all that we have need of. We know how to do the ins and outs of church. We know how to preach them happy. We know how to get them to give into their pocketbooks and fill our coffins full. We know how to manipulate people. We know how to manipulate the word of God and make them feel good. We know how to get the smoke screens up and the house lights down to bring in a phony, false imitation of the spirit and presence of God. Come on. I want the real thing. I want the Shekinah glory of God to show up. I want to see angelic activity. You're saying, whoa, now, Sister Loretta, you're getting off on things I'm not so sure about. Well, I'll tell you, that's what I'm praying for around here. I'm praying for the Shekinah glory to fall in this place. I'm praying for His glory to show up and for angelic activity in this house. I'm praying that He will show up and move in a way that we will fall prostrate on our face in the presence of God and cannot move. And anybody that comes in will be affected and changed by the power of God. I believe that. I believe that power is real. I believe we need that now. I believe we need that manifestation in our church now.
Amen. Yes, we do.
People are hungry for the real thing.
Yes.
But the Laodicean church, they thought they had no need of anything. They're self-sufficient.
Yeah.
God spoke. He counseled with them. He said, I want you to come and buy gold from me through the refiner's fire. I want you to get a white robe. I want your garments white. Get it from me. You have no need. It'll cover up your naked shame. Come into me. I will take care of everything that you have need of. Anoint your eyes with salve so that you're no longer seeing the trash and the gunk and the things of this world that to you look important. But when you put the eye salve on your eyes and come up here, you're going to see me. You're going to see clearly, and you're not going to want to go back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He spoke, but they did not listen. He spoke, but they did not hear. You see my lips moving, you know sound is coming out of my mouth, but some of you may not even be listening to a word I'm saying. Listening, but not listening.
Yeah.
Hearing, but not hearing.
Right.
And God has been speaking for a long, 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 long time.
Yeah.
And He is still talking. He is still trying to get our attention. How long are you going to be satisfied with what you've got? How long are you going to feel like you're self-sufficient? I got this thing all together. I know how it's going to roll. I don't need any help from you, God. I've got it all under control.
Come on. God, help us speak to our
heart. You're going to meet your Waterloo. Yeah. And then you're going to be crying out to God.
Yeah.
But no one's listening. They're not hearing His word.
Lord, help us to hear.
And we better listen while He is still here. While He is still available. His word will never pass away. Amen.
Yeah.
His word will never pass away.
Right.
We are living in the last age.
Yeah.
This is it, honey. There ain't another age after this one. This is your last chance. This is your last opportunity to get it right.
Yeah.
This is the last age. Many churches are cold and indifferent, and we have churches on every corner. And they're still not full.
Right. Yeah. So true.
The internet, the social media is full of God's word. Preachers and prophets and sounds going forth and music played and going forth. You can't go anywhere without hearing God's word if you want to hear it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You can pull it up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, near and far. We are not in a famine of God's word.
No.
But we are in a famine of hearing.
Yes. Yes, yes, we are.
We live in a time that we want for nothing. We are blessed. We have been a blessed nation. We are blessed people, Pastor.
Yes.
We have blessed in our baskets, in our businesses, in our homes, our children, our family. Even through hardships, as was mentioned, we're still blessed.
Still blessed.
We are a blessed people.
Yes.
We have all we need or ever desire in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We lack for nothing.
Right.
We want for nothing. We want it, we go get it. We put it in our little wish basket on Amazon. Hello.
Come on.
I got a wish list. Every once in a while, I throw it in my basket and kick it back out. It's like, no, no.
Come on.
Out it goes. We've all done it. We all do it. But God is calling, come up higher.
Yeah.
Having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Are you hungry yet?
Are you hungry? Come on.
Are you hungry yet? Are you thirsty for more of God yet? Are there places and dimensions and realms of God that you've not met yet? That you want to go there?
Yes. Speak to us, Lord.
Turn with me to Amos, the 8th chapter, verse 11 and 12. See, Israel, if you read back in Amos, they forgot the God that delivered them. They forgot the God and all the things He did and blessed and done for them. And they began to take on all the things of the pagan people that they lived around. Believed or started living and participating in idol worship. Stuff was foreign to me. I don't want to know, brother. You know, they forgot God.
Yeah.
But they were in a place of luxury. They had all they want. They had need of nothing similar to the Laodicean church. When I read this in Amos, I thought, dear Lord, if that is not us now, right here in America, in our churches, and this now 2021, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Verse 11, behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and from the north even to the east. They will go to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. There is no shortage of food. It's not a food famine. It's not a famine of not enough word to go around. Can't get enough of God going around. It's not a famine of that. But God said it is going to be a famine of hearing.
Yes.
We're there. We are there. A famine, there is no famine, shortage of the word of God. It's everywhere, everywhere. You can find it. It's not hard to find. But the word is literally being stripped of us, of having ever existed.
Yeah.
And they are trying to snatch it out from underneath us, stamp God out like He's nothing, nobody, and never was.
Right.
They're up to that right now. There may be a day that they will come and try to confiscate all of our Bibles. So, we have access to the Word of God. We can hear the Word of God all day long. All you want to listen to. We can pop music in through our house, in the car, in the truck, in the business, everywhere you want to go. You can have Christian music going all the time.
Amen.
But nobody's listening. We hear the word on Sunday morning before we even hit the back door. We don't even can tell you what the word of God has been said. Hearing and not hearing. Having ears and not hearing.
Right.
God help us.
Yes.
But we live in a time that there is a famine of hearing, and I believe in Amos we are there.
Yes.
God's will is still available. His word will never pass away, but no one's listening. They are not hearing His word, not hearing the sound from the open door of His throne room. You know, we can access His throne room anytime we want.
Yes, we can.
There's not a posted sign out, do not enter. There is no hours posted in front of the throne room, says hours are Sunday. 8 to noon, we break for lunch. Come back at 2 o'clock. And oh, by the way, we leave at 3.
Yeah.
Come back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Oh, wait a minute, we're on vacation. You will not find no access sign on the throne room of God. We can access the throne room of God at any time. He is always available to us.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
But how often do we go to that throne room?
Yeah, think about it.
Yes.
How often? Now lay me down, sleep, pray the Lord my soul dead. If I die before, I pray the Lord my soul dead. That's it. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's not the throne room.
Yeah.
Entering his throne room. Acts 28, verse 26 and 27. The Holy Spirit rightly spoke this to Isaiah the prophet, to your fathers, saying, go to this people and say, you will keep on hearing, but you will not understand. And you will keep on seeing, but you will not perceive. For the heart of the people has become dull, and with their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes, otherwise they might see with their eyes. Wow. Willful blindness, willful deafness. And hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them.
Yes.
There is the remedy. Open our eyes to see.
Yes.
Open our ears to hear. Open up our heart to perceive.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
We can go there anytime. The word is truth. I cannot get fed, Brother Aaron, if I don't have ears. Well, that doesn't make sense. I don't eat with my ears. That's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
I cannot get fed if I do not hear.
Right.
If I do not hear the voice of God, if I do not hear and perceive in my heart what the Spirit of God is saying, and listen from his throne room what the Spirit has to say, when the fire falls, and when the rains come, and when the winds of the Spirit blow, I better be in a place where I can perceive it, know it, understand it, and be able to know what he's up to. I'm not a brainiac, and I ain't a whiz kid. Honest, I am not. I fell so short. I feel like I repent 24 hours a day. Well, I blew that up on the way. Okay, God, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell on myself. Went to the post office Saturday morning. Post office supposed to be open till noon, right? I'm a city girl. Big city, supposed to be open till noon. I live in a small town. I go to the post office, and guess what? It's closed. It's an 8 or 9 mile round trip for me. If I wanted to go to Siloam Springs, I would have went there in the first place. Oh no! So I think I'm smart, and I'm going to Kansas post office. Walk in the door, one man is in there fixing to leave with his mail. This was not a shining moment for me, Pastor, so I'll forewarn you. Doors locked, can't get inside to get postage. I need them, what I need to get mailed off. You know the story, how it goes. So I'm looking around for signs, out to lunch, closed on Saturdays, nothing. And I'm looking around like a dummy, and this guy's walking out the door, Sister Kelly, and I said, are they closed? Took a while for the light to come on. That poor guy. He said, yeah, they're closed on Saturday. Fine. was mad. I was not a shining Jesus moment, Brother Steve. I did not witness at all. I get in the car and now I gotta go all the way to Solomon Springs. Hopefully before they close. And I'm in the car. Stop. I'm in the car and I'm just like, yes, Holy Spirit, you're right. I was not sweet. I did not, but I did say thank you to the guy. But I sure had an attitude about it. I had to repent, Brother Larry. You know, that was a really good thing you did back there, just having a little attitude, because it was closed on Saturday. World don't revolve around your big city schedule. I mean, hello. And it's like, Lord, I am so sorry.
Yes.
Help me to contain my attitude and do better. But I did say thank you.
Yeah.
But there, we are the light. The word is truth. And the word is still available. God is available 24/7. He hasn't pulled the plug on this thing yet.
No.
We still have time.
Amen.
Is my point. So we still have access to the truth. God can curse the land. Listen to me. God can curse the land. He can curse this nation. Even though his word is still available to us. And it will cause his word, the sound of his voice, to be unheard and audible because no one is listening like those of the children of Israel and Amos. They were not listening. And God said, I'm going to send a famine. And it's not a famine of hunger and water, but it will be a famine of hearing.
Yeah.
You will not hear me. We do not want to get in a place where we are in a famine of not hearing God spiritually. But there are many sitting in the pews and across the churches, and those that don't even bother going to church and could care less, but the word is out there. You witnessed to some Saturday and didn't really get much response. They're not hearing.
Right.
A famine of hearing. It is a hearing that is intentional. We need to hear God intentionally.
Yes, we do.
We need to be focused with all of our attention upon Him. And when we listen intently to the voice of God, we're going to obey His word. We're going to obey what the Spirit of God says when we're leaning in to hear what He has to say.
Right.
It's going to respond with obedience. We've got to hear what the Spirit of God says.
Yes, we do.
This type of famine causes God's word not to be heard and will result in sin, and not just sin, but through disobedience of the word brings a reproach to the nation. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people.
Yes.
Like a blind man, they're going to stagger from one way to the other, and they're not even going to understand and have the knowledge or common sense to know why they keep falling.
Right.
How many are still falling in our churches today, Pastor, that are in our churches day in and day out, and they keep falling and falling and falling and falling and don't know why?
Yeah.
Hearing and not hearing.
Yes.
Is why. So this is where we are right now as a people, as a nation, if we don't wake up and get in the throne room of God.
Yes.
If we don't get on our face before God. If we're not talking to Him, seeking Him, wanting more of Him. You can read Isaiah 29:10-9-16. I'll let you do that at your own pace at home. I'm not going to take time up to read that. But the reality is, without divine instructions, a nation will continue to spiral downward.
Yes, that's right.
To destruction. And we're heading down that spiral right now extremely fast.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
We can't hear instructions because we aren't listening for the sounds that are uttered out of the throne room. There is an open heaven right now. What if he closed the heavens?
Think about it.
Wow.
Think about it.
What if he closed the heavens? Our singing would be in vain. Our clapping would be in vain. Trying to drum up a goosebump, trying to encourage ourselves somehow, some way. But heaven's closed. Wow.
Wow.
We better take advantage of the Spirit of God while we have Him. Not just in us, but in this earth. The Spirit of God is in this earth. Mm-hmm. Truth is a blessing. It's a privilege. God is truth. He has every right to withhold it when his people turn away.
Right. So true.
Amen.
Yes.
He can withhold it anytime he wants to. Mm-hmm. He is God.
Yeah.
He does not have to bless us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He does not have to do a thing for us if we're not going to listen, if we don't obey Brother John. He can say, nope, all she wrote, door's closed, gone fishing on the door.
Yeah.
We want to stay in communion with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are we hungry? Are we hungry?
Another question. Yeah.
Are we thirsty? Do we consider his word and then move to obey? Or do we go through the motions and the form and the rote and fill our pew places and fill our spaces just to appease God? Seriously.
My.
What are we doing? Just keep blessing me, God, and I'll eventually get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't have any intention of ever getting there. Yeah. Stay home. Save the pew for somebody else. God will not bless that. He will not honor that if we don't honor Him. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. His word is life. His word is all I need. Hallelujah. He doesn't work on my terms. He doesn't work in my way. And then just think, okay, well, I guess God didn't get my memo. Mm-hmm. No, you didn't get his.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
Where is our heart? Mm-hmm.